On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Joburg and Polokwane peaking at 30 degrees tomorrow, Pretoria up to 31.
In Edenvale on the N3 southbound, there is queuing traffic towards Linksfield Road.
In your sport headlines, MI Cape Town prepare to host Joburg Super Kings in the next 30 minutes, and Gary Neville tells Man United to end managerial experiments. Got your details at 5:30.
President Cyril Ramaphosa says that the South African Communist Party contesting for the elections this year will cause confusion to the people of South Africa as they plan to do this independent of the ANC. Ramaphosa says it will weaken the alliance between the SACP and the ANC, but that he respects the decision. He was speaking in his capacity as president of the ANC. He spoke to supporters of the SACP at the 31st annual Joe Slovo commemoration in Soweto, but the party's general secretary Soli Mapahila believes it's in the interest of the working class.
It is not about division. This is about building real unity, not unity of silence in the face of corruption and even betrayal. But we are talking about principled unity, ethical and working class-led unity.
And in Johannesburg, the Hawks are hoping to identify the 10 half-naked boys who've been rescued from being trafficked. The Metro Police were alerted after 8 half-naked teenage boys were spotted walking along Broad Street in Mulbarton.
The officers were also informed that there were 2 more boys who had already been taken away in a blue VW Jetta. The vehicle was later intercepted along the street, but the driver fled, resulting in a high-speed chase which ended in Commissioner Street with the subsequent arrest of the suspect and the rescue of the 2 half-naked teenagers.
Hawks spokesperson Colonel Katlego Mogale says police have confirmed that the teenagers are foreign nationals who do not speak English and their countries of origin have yet to be determined. A 47-year-old man has been arrested and will appear in court on charges related to illegal immigration and human trafficking. Then just a reminder to residents in suburbs west of Johannesburg, Randwater started with its 54-hour maintenance work on the Akenhof pump station today. It's expected to affect residents in Roodepoort, Vleerhof, Doornkop and Soweto. Joburg Mayor Dada Morero said the water tankers will be mobilized to affected areas. Then we move abroad. Europe is in the midst of a massive cold snap. Hundreds of flights have been grounded in the Netherlands between yesterday and today, and trains and buses were cancelled across the country. It's due to unusually heavy snowfall. Temperatures there reached below minus 10. In France alone, 5 people have died in weather-related accidents, and across the English Channel in Britain, the mercury plunged to minus 12.5 degrees overnight in Norfolk, eastern England. And finally, Swiftonomics hit again. A French wine brand, Sancerre, has sold out all of the stock on its website of its American distributor after it's been dubbed Taylor Swift's wine by her fans. The wine briefly appeared close to a mixing desk during episode 5 of her latest documentary, End of an Era, and they're saying now that she is able to make or break brands with an endorsement. I'm Marlene Frischer, more news at 6.
So this actually ties that last story, Malene. Thank you so much for that.
I did this just for you.
I know.
You love Taylor Swift so,
so much.
Yes.
So much. My favorites ever. even What Us, there's an elf in the way, but the What Us is giving me the side eye. But this brings me to my next question that I wanted to know. Me, when you start the year, you have all of these things that you're going to like start doing. Like, I'm going to go to gym. All right. I'm gonna lose weight. I want to know, what are you leaving in 2025? What us? We'll start with you. What you leaving? What you leaving
behind?
Oh,
my word.
And it can be a list. You can tell me anything.
My word. Danny, why do you do this? What am I leaving in 2025? In 2025? You know what I mean? Obviously, I need to be grown now. You know? I'm about to be a whole pops.
A dad, you know? Yeah.
But I've been telling my lady that, you know what? I am going to be a kid until I die. Never growing
so
up.
So you're not leaving anything?
I'm not leaving
cool.
You're probably does leaving not being a dad.
Pardon?
You're probably leaving not being
look,
a dad.
Man,
no,
look, she,
no. There's she's no loophole
have,
here. But that
she's going to have 2 kids
okay,
now.
Okay.
Not one. She's having 2.
So she's leaving freedom, joy, happiness, money, everything. Cool. Great.
Hope she's listening so that she knows in advance.
Yo. Malene.
Guys, this is so much pressure.
I know.
Danny, what are you leaving? Give me some time.
Taylor Swift. I am going to go and actively block the name Taylor Swift from everything.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that even possible?
I've decided.
That is dramatic.
Come back after a month and tell us how that's going.
Okay, I have trauma. Okay, fine. I think I'll leave trauma in 2021.
So therefore also Taylor Swift.
I mean, shame. Someone has to be there for the Swifties out there who want to know about wine that's being sold out because it was on a show for a second.
Let's hear what the listeners have to say.